Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study Galatians, we finished chapter 2. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with chapter 3, verses 1 through 5.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready, and you'll follow along in your Bibles in Galatians chapter 3. And today we start this great chapter. I'll be giving you the outline of it and then get right into the teaching of it. So I hope that you'll follow along. I hope that you'll call others and ask them to listen and get them into the Word of God. Sometimes you can help another Christian to really grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and help their spiritual life by getting them to listen to good Bible teaching, Bible preaching programs. Now, we want people to listen to our program, but we want them to listen to any program that teaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are, rightly dividing the Word of God. And so, since we don't pay for advertisement, we ask you to be our advertisers. Tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast. And then also, write us. Let us know that you're listening. Letters, cards, emails are very important to this radio ministry, for it lets us know if we have listeners. I remember early in my radio ministry days that we were not hearing from a particular section, and boy, I tell you what, money was tight. And so I had to make a decision about cutting a radio station. And I cut a radio station out, and it wasn't long after that that I was down in that area and met some people, and they wanted to know what happened to our radio program. Well, we'd had quite a few people that were listening, but they never wrote us, never contacted us, let us know that they listened. And as a result, we had cut that program because we were trying to make the best use of God's money, and we wanted to know that we were being heard in those areas where we're paying to go in. And that's, at that time, was the best way that we could know. And so now, my friend, let me just reiterate that to you. Write us, email us, send us a card, whatever. Let us know you're listening. Let us know if it's a blessing to you. If you have a Bible question, feel free to ask a Bible question. Now, I also want to make an announcement. This is true for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, and it's also true for all our radio programs that we air on our own radio station. In Ocala, we are on 107.1 and 91.5, and that radio station is a part of the FBN network, and we are totally owned by Central Baptist Church. Also, we are connected, as we've said, with the Fundamental Broadcast Network. So you'll hear many Bible broadcasts on our network. What we want you to know is this, that whether it's our program or our radio station, we are teaching and preaching and singing the Word of God. You know, the Bible is the Word of God. We also emphasize we use the King James Bible. And there's a good reason for that. We believe that it is translated into English from the best manuscripts, which were the Textus Receptus of the New Testament and the Masoretic Texts of the Old Testament. They have stood the test of time. A great number of them, over 5,400 of these manuscripts exist. And so we use that. We have been since told that in a court of law that you could say, well, the Bible says, and they could say, well, which Bible? And there are other Bibles, over 200 different English versions, and there are those that all those other ones come from something other than the Textus Receptus for the New Testament. And many times they've changed words, they've left out entire verses and sections, and so it doesn't say it exactly the same way. So we use the King James Bible on both our radio broadcast as well as our radio station. And I lay that out for this reason. We want you to know that although what I teach and preach, I agree with 100%, I may not always agree with somebody that preaches or teaches on our broadcast because they may just have a little bit different understanding. For example, I believe Russia comes in the first part of the tribulation. Somebody may say, well, I don't think they come until the middle or later. Well, regardless of that, I can still allow them on our network and all that because the doctrinal differences aren't that great or that strong. But what I am saying is this, that regardless of the subject that we address, we're addressing it from God's Word. Therefore, we are giving you the mind of God. So whether I agree or disagree with the Bible, and believe me, I agree with it, and although I may be preaching what I believe, I'm actually preaching and teaching God's mind, what God has to say. And the reason I point that out is that you would know that this is more important than my opinion. This is not only God's opinion, it is God's truth. So if God calls something a sin, then we teach you what God says is sin. If God said something is good, we teach you what God says is good. And so the basis for our preaching and teaching here on the Lamp and Light broadcast, as well as our radio station, WTYG FM. And by the way, you can get that on the internet if you're not near a radio station, WTYGFM.org. We'll even broadcast our services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, as well as revival meetings are broadcast live. But again, we tell you that we are expressing, teaching, and preaching what God says, just like a science teacher in a science classroom of your high school in a public venue would teach what perhaps Darwin would say, whether they held to that opinion or not. They might teach you what socialism would say, whether they believe that or not. They might teach you what Dewey would say about morals. They might teach you what the Republicans, the Democrats, or the Libertarians would teach you about certain aspects. They might teach you about things of Islam and Hinduism and other religions. And they do that in a public venue. Well, in a public venue, we're teaching and preaching what God says. You know, my word is not really important, but God's word is all important, for he has the words of eternal life. He said, my word will not return unto me void. He also said that every word of God is pure. He said that every word of God is tried, and it is preserved. He said that heaven and earth would pass away before even one jot or one tittle would pass. And so, my friend, we go by the word of God, realizing it is his word and his truth. For he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So you may agree, you may disagree with what we teach and preach on the Lamp and Light broadcast as well as over WTYG-FM. But my friend, what I want you to know is that whether you agree or disagree, you're basically agreeing or disagreeing with God, for it's his word we teach and preach. And so I hope that we have that, and it's clear for each of you. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and go to Galatians chapter 3 as we get started in the study of Galatians chapter 3 in verse 1. Now, unlike in most of the epistles, the Holy Spirit of God breathed out the words to Paul to write. This is the only one that the Holy Spirit did not breathe out to him one word of condemnation. Now, you say, what do you mean by breathed out? Well, if you try to talk, you always talk breathing out. You can try that. Just say, I just said, they didn't put in one word of condemnation. Say condemnation while you're breathing in. Okay. See, you can't just say condemnation while you're breathing in, taking a deep breath in. You talk breathing out. That's why when we have a momentary pause in a sentence or something like that, we're catching a breath to continue to push out words. And so, when the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it means that every word was God-breathed. The very Holy Spirit of God breathed the word out to men. Now, they had to be holy men. It couldn't be anybody. Holy men who would write down every word and not add to it, nor take away from it. And so they had to be holy men to write it and holy men to be trusted with it. Now, the Apostle Paul, you'll often hear say, Paul said, Paul said, Paul said. Actually, God said. God said. So, understand that. So, there's not in the book of Galatians a word of commendation, nor did the Apostle convey by the Holy Spirit any prayer request. Now, we know in several epistles we hear the Apostle Paul's prayer request under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit says, pray for me that I'll have utterance, for an example, in Ephesians chapter 6. And so we don't see that here. And we see that this is mainly just a prayer, not a prayer request, but a prayerful heart that is preaching the word to these people, but without commendation, without request, because this is very serious in the eyes of God. The sin, mainly in Galatia, is the sin of trying to blend works with grace. We say the law with grace. Actually, the law and grace kind of hold hands. The law showed us that we're sinners. Grace shows us Jesus Christ paid the penalty that our sin debt created. The law could not save us, but Jesus Christ can. But the law was holy to show us that we are sinners. Now, I have outlined the chapter as follows. Abraham promised, verses 1 through 14. So if you're putting this in Roman numerals and you're making an outline yourself where you are, put Roman numeral 1, Abraham promised, verses 1 through 14. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.